Spirit of God have for us this morning? So this morning, I'm going to be speaking on walking in the Spirit. And I will start from Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16. And I'll read it. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So it means to walk in obedience. You know, the flesh is always fighting against the Spirit. But who is ruling the Spirit man? Is it the Spirit, the image of the evil one, or the Spirit of God? And because God gives us discernment, we will understand which Spirit is ruling our daily life. This morning, just to expound a little further, it talks about the Spirit that works, that comes from in the flesh, right? So he says here, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissension, harshness, envy, murder, drunkenness, reverie, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just also as I told you in times past, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, sometimes someone may say, I'm not committing adultery or fornication, but they're always angry, or they probably would party a lot, drink a lot of alcohol, smoke a lot, gossip a lot. Probably we could be dealing with a spirit of jealousy or envy, or even uncleanness, you know, uncleanness in the mind. You're thinking about other people in a very negative mindset, you know, and hatred is a spirit. Just so you might say, I hate this person, or I hate that person, you know, all these things is where we had a check to see what spirit is dominant in our life, because some one or the other, we may not be dealing with all, we may not be committing fornication still, or lewdness, or sexual immoralities, or all these things, but sometimes the very thought, and you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So if we are dealing with anger speaks, and anger is something that is a spirit that is very loud. And you'll find yourself being, I just angry, you're just outbursting, and you may say things out of that anger at that point in time, you know, and you see, when words go out, you cannot take it back, you know. So this morning, the Spirit is saying, check to see which spirit is more dormant in our lives. And then he goes on to say, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Against such there is no law. So are we walking in joy? Are we joyful when the day come? Or are we thinking about all the issues that life have, all the different challenges that we are faced with on a daily, you know, as I shared earlier with the dream that I had, where people is going so mental? It's because they're not walking in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit, we will not desire the lust of the flesh, because the flesh wants to remain in bondage. The flesh wants to remain bound. And when we call on our helper, the Holy Spirit, he will show us exactly what we need and exactly what spirit is most dormant in our life, what spirit is ruling. The word of God says that if we resist the devil, he is going to flee. So it doesn't matter what we see or what we hear on what we on what we do. We, you know, we try to understand things, but you know, he said the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. And when we are wise in our own eyes, the flesh is leading, the flesh is ruling, the flesh is thinking, I want this now, I need this now, I need it fast, you know. And I understand that anything we say I am, that is what we are going to be. So if we are sick and we say I am sick, we are going to be sick. If we say I am blessed, we are going to be blessed. And so that is because life and death lies in the power of our tongue. So if we speak life, we will receive life. He said the thief cometh not, but only to steal and to kill and to destroy. And what is the thief killing and destroying in our life? And that is the very fruits of the spirit. The devil do not want us to walk in the fruit of love, in the fruit of joy, in the fruit of peace, in the fruit of long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. He wants us to walk contrary to the spirit, which will, you're angry all the time, you have unclean thoughts, you want to party still, you want to be angry because you're just saying that is walking in ignorance. You want to be in an ignorant state because you're not allowing the fruit of the spirit to rule this body. Because if our body is the temple of the living God, then his spirit will rule our every aspect of our life. The word says it is God who works on us both to will and to do for his good pleasure. And the reason why a lot of people is experiencing mental illness is because they do not know that they are not one with Christ. Sometimes they are born again, yes, but they are not one with Christ. They are not walking in the spirit. Sometimes they're still desiring things. They want to fix their lives. They want to fix children. They want to fix family. They want to fix husbands. They want to fix everything. I remember having a conversation with a lady friend of mine a couple years ago. When I walked to her home, she asked me, before we started to pray, what you want the Lord to do for you? And I remember I was babbling because I was thinking about husband and family and how we could fix that. But you know, she said to me, first, you have to ask the Lord to fix you, to work in you. And everything else around you is in alignment with his word. So I thank God this morning for his word and being able to walk in the spirit and not desire the lust of the flesh. We cannot fix no one. We cannot even fix ourselves. God says that he works in us both to will, whose will? His will, and to do of his good pleasure, not our good pleasure, not what we see, not what we want, not what we desire. His, what God has for us, we may not like it because we don't want to walk in obedience. But what he has for us is better than what the world will give us. The world will want to throw everything at us. The devil told Jesus to bow down and worship him, and he will give him everything in this world that does not even belong to him. And that is what's happening in the world today. The devil goes around and he is telling people the same thing he told Jesus. Come and worship me and I will give you everything. But his blessings are temporal. But what about the blessings of God that is eternal? That will never run out. That will never run dry.
Amen, amen.
It's like living water. He said, you know, by the streams of living water, it will never run out. I went in the river the other day with my sister, and when I look around, that scripture came to my mind. When you are planted by the rivers of living water, it will never wither. Everything around that river was green. All the trees was green, all the grass was green. And when we abide in him and he in us, everything around us, it will not have a dry grass, a dry branch. Nothing. He will break off all the dry branches.
Amen. Amen.
He will cause us who come connected to the source, to the vine, to the helper, to the, you know, to the rock of ages. He is the I am that I am. He is the God that never fails. His source of all. He's the source of all. Sickness, he's the source of that. Poverty, he's the source of that. Unforgiveness, he's the source of that. He said, forgive. Forgive them because they know not what they do. Half of the time people do it and they do not know what they are doing because of the spirit that have them confused. But if we walk not in confusion, he said, do not be confused. Don't be dismayed. To be dismayed is to be in a state of confusion. You don't know if to go left. You don't know if to go right. But this morning, dear God, I thank you for your love that you have given unto us, your peace that you have given unto us, your joy that you have given unto us, dear God. It is better to long suffer than to sin. So this morning, I thank you, oh God, that we'll continue to press. We'll continue to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, knowing that the devil is like a roaring lion, but you, dear God, you are the lion and the tribe of Judah. We bind every negative force that is working against us. We come against everything that is working against our mind. We cancel it. We bring it into the obedience of your word, and we declare that we have the mind of Christ in us. It is you, God, that works in us both to will and to do for your good pleasure. This morning, we hold every thought captive, and we thank you, oh God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we condemn every tongue in judgment that will rise up against us.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Word.
Lord did not commanded it. So this morning, dear God, if you did not speak it, it will not come to pass. But we believe your word, for your word is truth and life. And you said in your word, oh God, that you desire for us to prosper and be good health, just as our soul will prosper and be in good health. We thank you, oh God, because you are working, my God. You are still working miracles today. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You are the God that will never fail. You are the God that has never lost a battle. It says, stand still and see this salvation of the Lord. We declare that the gates of hell will not prevail. It will not prevail over our mind. It will not take our thoughts this morning, because Father, we have the mind of Christ in us. You said in your word, oh God, they that are joined to the Lord is one spirit with him, and we are called, it is God's people, and we are called, my God, to walk in boldness, to walk in authority, treading upon snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing by shall no means harm us in the mighty name of Jesus. We go forth this morning and we call down every mountain that is standing before us, dear God. Father, you said if God would be for us, who can be against us? And you make even our enemies to be at peace with us, my God, this morning.
Amen.
We give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, oh God. You are the I am that I am. Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and Father, you never fail, nor have you ever lost a battle. Father, the battle is not ours, it belongs to you, Almighty God. You said, fear thou not, be thou not afraid, nor be dismayed, for you are our God. Father, you said in your word, oh God, is not your word like fire, and also like a hammer that break rocks into pieces. Father, we call for this generation, oh God, to come forth in the name of Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Timely death and murders in our land in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word said, as if thy people that are called by thy name will humble themselves and pray and turn. We pray that they will pray and turn, not pray and look back, but pray and turn unto the Almighty God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Unto God be the glory, unto God be the honor, and unto God we give all our praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. God be praised. Hallelujah.